Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiliquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Pop Evil. It is frickin' Monday. It's also the 19th day of December, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 22 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades in northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 31 degrees today for the climate basin. It's been cold, and fuck, man, 3 degrees this morning. It's still not cold as it can get. I'm sure to give it a shot. See what we're going to look at here. Gunman opens fire on Toronto condo board, killing 5 in second such shooting in a week. Wonder why they're doing that. Be right back.
Show the judge your constipation, go to his head, his wife's aggravation, you're soon enough dead. That's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. It's the same old story, same old song and dance, my friend. Shaved and looking loser, you played with my gun. No smooth face and lawyer could get you undone.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiliquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, before we get going, I had some things that I do this weekend, so I wasn't really on top of the comments, and I got up and I read a whole fucking page this morning of comments on goddamn fucking ass Nazism! Fucking racism! That goddamn Bill of Rights is not about Nazism, it isn't about racism, it isn't about fascism, it isn't about goddamn capitalism. That son of a bitch is law. And if you don't want to fuck with, if you want to fucking go play around, you want to go on your fucking race war. See where it gets you. Turn the fucking half your fucking people against you, dumb fucks. That Bill of Rights is for every son of a bitch or it's for nobody. Just like when I defended my fucking rights and fucking my bones were broken and I spent time as a political prisoner, that was for everybody. You defend your rights, you defend everybody's rights. You fucking dismiss somebody's rights, you dismiss. I'm gonna tell you something else about these motherfuckers. These you fucking Nazi cocksuckers after you listen to me, punks. You motherfuckers, there can be no reparations for fucking goddamn slavery or nothing else. Under the fucking law of this land, ratified December 15, 1791. Do you know why? You're so fucking smart out there. You can fucking come and try and stir people up. You know, Galen, she had the people going good on the fucking Bill of Rights. I mean, she did an excellent fucking job Everybody's talking, man. We're on the fucking subject and stuff. And here comes this motherfucking shit here from these motherfucking white supremacist cocksuckers. You stupid, stupid fucking people. You cannot have fucking goddamn reparations for something that happened 200, 100, whatever years ago. You do not have corruption of blood under the fucking Bill of Rights. Got it? You're not responsible for what your father did or your father's debt. They can't do it. They have to have the actual person that fucking the crime was committed, and guess it, unless it was a crime of fraud. Fraud and murder and fucking rights, violation of rights. That's the only ones that you can take into the future. Otherwise, when your dad dies, his dad dies with him. But you're too fucking stupid to know that. And boy, we talked about the Bill of Rights pretty good there. Let's talk about something. Let's talk about race. Let's see how many people we can turn against us and turn for them. You know, my grandfather, was here the longest on my mom's side, came here in 1668 as a fucking, not as an indentured servant, as a straight up fucking slave from the crown of fucking England. I don't feel nobody owes me anything for what that man fucking suffered. I don't feel anybody owes me anything for what anybody else suffered. They suffered because they allowed it. I will not fucking allow it. And I mean, they just write this shit to get you killed. Boy, you guys just love to talk. You're fucking like a bunch of fucking gossiping women. Let's gossip about something. Forget about what you're fucking, forget about the cause, man. Oh man, good thing our goddamn founder, our true founders weren't like that. All this fucking I told you already once, all this shit here is fucking meaningless. The problem here is, we are not fucking goddamn putting a stop to it by enforcing our fucking law. It's on us. It's our fucking fault. Anything you can see there, oh God, I don't want to sit here. Oh, if they just let me fucking say something, say nigger or something like that. Fucking I could call niggers and you dumb son of a bitches. They are but a fucking tiny handful. But they'll make you, because you want to. You want to be that fucking way. That's how this goddamn got this fucking far. Has to be. If you didn't, it wouldn't. Excuse me. And like I said, before all this fucking shit started happening, man, everybody was getting along pretty goddamn good. All things considered. But the goddamn bottom line is this fucking admiralty had to go anyway. Democracy destroys itself. I think it was George Washington, wooden tooth fucking masons that fucking said that. Democracy destroys itself. This is not a fucking democracy. And our fight is not with our fucking fellow fucking Americans, people. You know what? You look at the fucking top. You look at the people who are oppressing you. You look at the people who are fucking you hard. Every race, every color. They don't care. They're back each other to the fucking wall. But how easy to get the goyim, the mindless fucking mush-minded fucking stupid fucking entertainment-loving fucking goyim to fucking latch on to this fucking bullshit. We need every fucking American national. And every fucking American national has equal fucking right, or none of us do. Just like when I enforce my rights, I enforce everybody's rights. When you enforce your rights, you enforce everybody's fucking rights. It's the goddamn fucking document. And it's your individual responsibility, as it is your individual fucking jurisdiction, to enforce that son of a bitch. You want to go fight fucking black people or brown people or whatever in the fuck it is? Get doing it! Go over to your fucking goddamn Nazi fucking sites and stay there. Don't come back. And when we come through this here cleaning this shit out, we'll clean your ass out with the rest of them. Anyway, back to the thing. Maybe I can talk about it now. Maybe we can come out and have a program. I mean, this is all meaningless shit, too. I'm going to tell you before I even start fucking reading it. Because nothing fucking matters at this point. We are delinquent in our fucking duty. We are delinquent to our children, to our grandchildren. My grandchildren are going to become a slave, but I sure cussed those fucking niggers this morning. Boy, I got it, man. Those niggers ain't going to get no goddamn... Hey, you're a fucking nigger, too. Everybody was a goddamn slave back then, you stupid fucks. You better go learn some goddamn history. And nobody gets...
Well, that's the problem right there, Henry.
Go ahead, brother.
I was just saying, that's the problem right there. I said, people still don't get it. Like I said before, they have blacks and whites fighting and hating each other over false history, and they are the ones who control the... They don't get it.
Yeah, I know
they don't get it. I always tell everybody this, man. I had nothing to do with my skin color, and hell, even my sex. I didn't make myself, but the only thing, my folks told me, the only thing in this world you have is your action. That's the only thing you can control.
You goddamn
right.
What
I do in this body, if anybody out there, I don't care if you're black supremacists, white supremacists, please tell me, how did you make yourself since you're so supreme? I would like to know, Henry.
I would like to know. No, the thing is, they know that the fucking united we stand and crush them. Any fucking thing to divide, Dion. I mean, it ain't just that. It's fucking that, you know, I heard fucking Republican goddamn Democrat. I don't hear that on that fucking site. I don't want to hear about your party fucking politics. I don't want to hear what some motherfucker wrote. You go and you fucking vote, you ignorant son of a bitches. You treasonous dog shit eating fuckers. You go and vote on a guy, I'm voting for Trump, I'm voting for Trump, I'm voting for Biden, I'm voting for Biden. No, you're both voting for their fucking goddamn platform of a fucking corporation, and you're too fucking stupid to know it. You're voting to fucking push what they want.
Vote for the CEO of their corporation.
You goddamn right. You find me a place. That's not the Republican Party of the people. It's the Republican Party, INC. You don't think they're fucking incorporated. Look at the last year that fucking Ron Paul ran. His delegates up in goddamn Alaska, they all went for fucking Ron Paul. Well, the CEO and the chairman of the board came up to goddamn Alaska, took the delegates the people chose, threw them a fucking side, and put goddamn delegates in for Mitt fucking Romney. That wasn't a fix, was it? That was an honest election. You're going to fix this by election. You don't have to fight, you fucking cowards. But us who do fight, we're going to hold your ass accountable. Because you fuckers have made it difficult. You're going to get people killed. You've already got people killed. Plain and fucking simple. By your fucking stupidity and your fucking arrogance. Sometimes I don't fucking even come up here and feel like doing this anymore. I guess the message just ain't getting fucking across. The goddamn Bill of Rights. It's the goddamn Bill of Rights. It's the goddamn Bill of Rights. It ain't fucking goddamn races. It ain't reparations. It ain't none of this fucking bullshit they throw at us to bring us apart. We unite under that fucking document. I'll tell you what, you motherfuckers. We unite under that fucking document. And we fight as a goddamn people. No matter the pigment of our skin. Or we will fucking lose this country to fucking stupidity and cowardice. Let's go through some of this bullshit, but it's just bullshit. It don't change nothing. The goddamn, right now, what needs to happen is the people need to enforce the fucking law. The people need to enforce the fucking law. Enforce your fucking law and then I'll listen to your bitch. You can take your bitch to a goddamn common law court and get honest fucking redress for your fucking grievance. You don't want to do that. Well, I'd rather stay over here in the Admiralty and pay for it. I got $40,000 to pay a fucking lawyer to, get taken for $40,000. Because ain't nothing going to change. They never wanted it to change. The people were changing. The people were fucking... There was no hassle between the people. Not until these motherfuckers start stirring shit up. And this ain't about, this is about goddamn fucking justice. You want fucking justice, or you want to go fucking chase a god? You want to go be a fucking white supremacist fucking fanatic son of a bitch? Go ahead. But keep it off the trenches. Oh, man. Gunman opens fire on Toronto condo board, killing five in search in second such shooting in a week. And I know it's in Toronto and it's in Canada. But, I mean, this is what people are having to resort to, it would look like. And they walked in and they did something, man. These people who are fucking been mostly disarmed. These people who are under a totalitarian fucking dictatorship. A Toronto area condo board meeting turned tragic Sunday when a gunman stormed in and killed five people before being fatally shot by police. And they always make that figure. You're going to get shot. What if I get 100? What if I get 200? What if I get 1,000? But the police got him. Oh, police are always going to get you. They're always going to get you. No, they ain't. 590 million square fucking miles, motherfuckers. And 300 million people fucking loaded for fucking bear across it. They can't even send one for every fucking 100 of us or 1,000 of us. And they know it. It's all been a fucking bluff and it's all been a propaganda. That's why it was so fucking important for them to take over the fucking internet and send it over to fucking... Think about that. They turned our internet over to fucking China. And you're still listening to their fucking propaganda? You see, the people that would put this kind of fucking propaganda out that you like guys like to go, you know, putting up them sites on goddamn fucking from the trenches. Those motherfuckers are making money. Go look it up. They got INC behind their name. They're a part of the corporation, you dumb fucks. A horrendous scene. York Regional Police Chief James McSween said of the crime, according to a report from Associated Press, six deceased, one of them is the subject, the other five are victims. Why are they victims? I don't know, you know, I don't know a thing about that. I love the way these fucking old propagandists write. They're already victims. We don't even know what the fuck happened there, do we? But they're identifying them as victims. Why? Police say residents were evacuated from the building shortly after the incident and that there was no further threat to the community after one of their officers, just one officer did it. This guy clipped fucking six fucking people. And if he didn't know that, if he got a shot at that officer, he got his ass too. And one officer got the, well, he got six, he was just one. That don't make you fucking bad. After one of their officers put a stop to the massacre. It was a massacre, people. While residents are expected to be allowed back into the units. In addition to the six dead, McSween said a seventh person who was shot by the suspect is being treated in the hospital and is expected to move. That's seven. He got bullets in seven of them. They want to fucking minimize everything that goes against them and maximize the tiny little piece of fucking fine shit that goes for them. According to the report from the Toronto Star Monday, the shooter was identified as 73-year-old resident Francisco Vieli. Vieli was a longtime resident of the building who had for years targeted the condo board with lawsuits as part of a running dispute with board members. So he had a beef he couldn't fucking get redress for. And he finally had a fucking enough of it. 73. Fuck, what are you going to do? Take his birthday away? How long do you get to live anymore? Fucking the rich get to live to 80 or 90. The poor live to 50 and 60. So if this guy's somewhere in between, what? If he gets fucking life and he serves 6 months and dies, I guess he killed all those people and he only got 6 months, didn't he? That's why people can't look at things. They're so fucking scared of death. It is disgusting. That's why our forefathers were so fucking bad. That's why they walked through the goddamn with bloody rags around their feet. Through the fucking ice and snow to stick a pike in a goddamn German mercenary. They were fucking badass motherfuckers. They weren't a bunch of fucking pussies. who will do anything to divert from the fucking goddamn what is right in front of their fucking eyes. This is what needs to be done. Do you want it to stop? Oh, I want it to stop so bad. Oh, goddamn, it's ruined my life. Everything's miserable. But you won't do nothing. When somebody does do something like Galen, and I mean, she put a good push on the Bill of Rights. I was impressed. She put a good press on the Bill of Rights, and that was the fucking thing to do. And hey, man, that's what we're here for. This is the Bill of Rights fucking site. Got it? It ain't the white supremacist fucking site. You want to talk about fucking white supremacist shit, go over there and do it. But I'm here to tell you the goddamn American nationals of all fucking creeds and colors, the individual free sovereigns are going to have this fucking country back. There's more of us you can't even count them. And fuck all you fanatics. We'll fucking wipe your ass out. We'll bury you in the fucking ground. You think about it, there's 3% that actually went up against the goddamn British back in 1775. After the fucking hijacking of the uprising. 3%. And then that just makes you wonder. Well, the rest are sitting around just fucking what? Polishing their fucking guns? Talking about, oh, well, if it convenienced them here, they would fucking kiss the king's ass. If it convenienced them over here, they would kiss the fucking colonial's ass. Nothing people. Gutless people. Worthless worm people. Everyone who did not fucking actively participate, and I mean they better be able to show it, needs to get the fuck out of this goddamn country. We have failed to got rid of everybody but 3% that they had to. Then there were this, God, if you could if through history until you fucking blew in the face. But the rest of those people, what, by what right did they stay here? And by what right did they vote? Their finger up their fucking nose. Vote stuff and see them vote. That's my right. And that some fucking other motherfucker bled for. Some other motherfucker died for. Some other motherfucker had his farm burned down for. But you got it, didn't you, son of a bitches? And you're the first ones to go fucking corporate. You're the first ones to, I'll get a license with the United States government. Well, you don't, why you're too fucking stupid to read a third grade fucking document that shows you there is no goddamn government to grant you permission to do shit. But anyway, I guess this guy here, you know, he'd had enough. So he went in and fucking popped him, and I guess there was another incident. The shooting comes weeks after a similar one, a scene unfolded in Rome, Italy, where three women were killed and others were injured after a man opened fire on their condo board meeting. So what are these condo boards doing? You're going to have a fucking shot before you can be in a condo. You're going to take some certain tests before you can give us your money, give me your fucking money for my fucking product. Is that what you're fucking saying? I think that's why they're getting their fucking asses blown away and they fucking deserve it. This is what a 73-year-old man up here. And these people aren't notorious for having guns either, are they? But I think they're fucking sick and tired of it. They're not going to live under tyranny. But the people here, I don't know, man. If you stop those war, those reparations from fucking 150 fucking years ago, man, I might say, I'll be a Republican. I'll be a Democrat. They are of no fucking goddamn relevance to what we are fucking talking about here. We get the Bill of Rights. It's individual on individual on individual. If one individual wanted to try to sue for fucking rights for somebody who he never fucking knew. His great 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 grandfather, like my great 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 grandfather. He was a slave. And but what the fuck did that have to do with me? Where was I damaged? It's been so fucking long ago, you know, you can't hold my memory hurts. I can see that shit. My memory hurt. Well, and if it's degrading to you today, it's because you degraded yourself. Any man can stand as a goddamn man. It don't matter what fucking color you are. Or you can fucking fold and be a fucking pussy. And that don't matter what fucking color you are. But you look at the people who are the controllers. You look at the people who are fucking causing your goddamn misery. They're of all colors. They embrace and kiss and spit and fucking bow at each other's fucking feet at their goddamn meetings there in Kiev when they're cutting up the fucking money they're stealing. Not the money, the wealth they're stealing from you. You think there's any dissent among them? Because there isn't. They have to be working together to get you to so that they can work to push you apart. They think you're too fucking imbecile to fucking see it. They know that if every one of us comes at them, son of a bitches, they're finished. We could wipe them out in fucking a few hours. You're talking about 7 billion fucking people just saying, fuck you, and just ripping and tearing. Well, however many get killed, get killed. We've had enough of your ass. That includes if you fucking want to go nuke my fuck, give me that fucking button. I know what them motherfuckers, they were guaranteed to me, and I'm sure some of my money went to fucking pay for them. They were guaranteed to me to fucking, so there would never be another world war. If the Russians, and the Russians were right in the center because that was the Cold War where they stole $5.5 trillion in those dollars from us. Think what that is, that $55 trillion, $100 trillion today? They stole that from us because they were never supposed to. And the United Nations, remember the United Nations? They were what they're made. That what wouldn't they, you know? They sell you these fucking this bullshit like they sold that fucking Constitution. The United Nations, there. Oh, it's there to end all wars. You know, if there's a war, the United Nations steps in and comes. Where in the fuck are they over there in goddamn Ukraine? Huh? Well, that's right. They fucking belong to the goddamn Jews. They're the Jewish fucking goddamn property. And the whole goddamn United Nations is fucking Zionist fucking one world bullshit that is not going to fly in this country. Anyways, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back. Take your break.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
care less. Ever since I was a boy, I've seen this concrete mess. I won't ignore this change in me, not for someone else. I feel stronger than ever before, and I do this for myself. You can burn your life away, never be a mess. Oh, hold your head up high, knock him off your chest. I don't remember what it is they done to me.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:38 Pacific Time. And that was Hogjaw with Swamp. We listened to it there at the break. Back to something else that is irrelevant. Let's see where we were here. Joe Biden extends China's benefit access to U.S. markets. Now, that's what you do. You know, you're buying where they're fucking taking hundreds of billions of dollars from us, and they're fucking buying goddamn arsenal for fucking Taiwan to fight China. And we're also likely going to end up in a world war with China. But they would see their plan. There's no way that America could be taken before they did all this shit to it. Before Ronnie Reagan, that dirty fucking cock sucking dirty rich motherfucking scumbag. You know that, you know, he did the same thing that fucking, who in the hell was it, trading the drugs, but, you know, he was running black ops. He was, trading, he'd get drugs from South America, bring them up here, sell them on our fucking streets, take the money, go to Iran, and buy what weapons and take them down to the Sandinistas, or the people fighting the Sandinistas, I can't remember which it was. But that is a fucking crime. Oliver, it was proven that all this happened. And Oliver North is the only son of a bitch that went to fucking prison for it. But I mean, when people that Ronald Reagan is like, fuck you. You're a retard. You deserve to be down on your goddamn knees, you nothing piece of shit. And there's a lot of people that was, you know, like these fucking assholes with their goddamn licenses and stuff, the good old boys and shit, that would settle for a fucking, if we could just have the days of Ronnie left, when we controlled, when we were the fucking unlawful fucking control over the fucking people. Now you got fucking communists sitting on goddamn Capitol Hill, at the goddamn Capitol and the fucking goddamn White House, surrounded by a fucking communist army, and you fucking what the fuck, you can't see that? Your eyes are closed at that? You don't understand it? What the fuck's the deal? You think this son of a bitch can give your goddamn country away like that? No, there's a higher law protecting you. That's what you're supposed to be fucking learning here. And learning how to apply it as an individual, if necessary, to the death. As TGP reported previously in 2013, Vice President Joe Biden brokered a deal with China and gave the country access to U.S. markets without having to comply with U.S. compliance regulations that U.S. companies had to comply with. Now, what the fuck do you call that? If not goddamn blind-ass fucking espionage and treason. What is it? Somebody explain to me what the fuck that is. The Sarbanes-Oxley legislation costs U.S. companies millions, if not billions, in compliance expenses since put in place after the Enron collapse in the early 2000s. For some reason, Biden thought Chinese companies should not have to comply with the requirements American companies are complying with. Well, that's what you do when you're selling out your country to be taken over, and when you're the biggest fucking trader on the planet fucking Earth in a shitty diaper. And the fucking people sit there and allow it. Compelled to follow ensure accurate financial and key control throughout company operations worldwide. These controls are audited at least annually and at a significant cost to the entity. There are no significant costs to prepare for these audits. Rather than ensure China's companies were at least as accurate in their reporting as a well-controlled Biden gave Chinese companies a pass. The deal allowed Chinese companies to obtain billions, if not trillions, in capital not available in China. You wonder why you're fucking poor? These fucking guys, except for the slant eyes and the darker skin, he's a fucking chink. They all are. And this fucking phony shit over in goddamn Russia, please. A short time later in 2013, China gave Hunter Biden $1.5 billion to invest. And, yeah, we've known about this crime, this absolute undeniable fucking crime for how fucking long? He's over there committing more fucking crimes today, in case you're wondering. If you wanted to go over there and arrest him, you could catch him in the commission of a fucking crime, I'm sure. They're cutting up some more hundreds of billions of dollars that they've stolen from the American fucking coffers. I'm sure of it. I mean, this is a god. This is like watching goddamn Al Capone on TV. And they may, just like him up there when that thought that Meister, nobody fucks with the Biden. I'll fuck with you, Biden. You piece of shit. The American people wipe your fucking asses off this. That's what we need to do. We need to kill the fucking criminals. So that decent fucking people can live. The past week, the public company, accounting oversight board, Jesus, PCAOB. I love the way they love them acronyms. The same entity that China didn't have to comply with based on Biden's previous actions had a vote on China. Biden will continue to give China access to U.S. markets. Why? You admit they're in here stealing our technology. You beef, we pay for their fucking tuitions to come to our goddamn tech colleges and steal our goddamn technology. This fucker ain't a traitor. He isn't guilty of espionage. The whole fucking group of them isn't. You're letting communists sit here and rule your fucking country, you goddamn fools. And eventually they'll wear your ass down. And keep pumping more in here until they fucking outnumber you. If you lose this fucking country because you're fucking cowardly, ignorance ain't in it no goddamn more. Cowardly. That's why you will lose this country if you lose it. Because you didn't have the fucking balls to stand up and fight for it. When you were, goddamn man, the Bill of Rights, how in the right are you? 110%? And you won't enforce it? Jesus. Where were we? Okay. A short time later in 2013, China gave Hunter Biden 1.5. I mean, like I said, was that a crime? Yes! Even in their admiralty, that was a fucking crime. In fact, he should have been arrested in the admiralty because he was working in the admiralty. He was a part of the admiralty. He wasn't sure as hell wasn't no goddamn free man living out here who's, you know, fucking enjoying his autonomy. He was in it to fucking free. I mean, what the fuck's he doing now? I said he's stealing right fucking now. Everybody fucking knows it. The goddamn good old Democrats out there, you fucking stupid ass communist fools. Yeah, he's stealing. Yeah, he's the best. We got the best government money can buy. You're fucking retards. That's why this country is in the shape it's in. Because of fucking retards. I never believed the American people could be that goddamn stupid. The time when I was starting to get into this, I said it's just the fucking, they're hiding this from the people. They're hiding who we are. They're hiding what our authority is. They're hiding the fact that we can fucking dunk them anytime we fucking want. And they can't spend our money like that. And we're not dead corporations. I don't give a fuck what they wrote with their pink crayon. I feel quite alive today. I knew it. And then when I said, man, all it's got to do is it's got to get out there. People have to understand what's going on. But then you get them fucking understanding and they get scared. Oh my God, damn, I never realized. I don't know what caused the fear factor. You know, fuck, I remember being a little kid, like in third grade, and doing the dive underneath the fucking, your desk thing, when the nuclear bomb went off. All this fucking scare the hell out of you so we can take $5.5 trillion in those days dollars from you. Bullshit. I bet I was never fucking afraid of the fucking government. It's like, you know, fourth grade teacher, challenge authority, just challenge authority. If they can't show it, that means that they're fucking breaking the law, doesn't it? Only he did not foresee that the people would be so fucking weak that they wouldn't enforce the goddamn law, even when they found them breaking it, like this right here. Like what Hillary Clinton did. Tell me what the fucking difference is. Oh, we can just go and steal that. These laws don't apply to us. We're fucking royalty. You're a handful. You're a handful that could be squished forthwith. But then that goddamn, that depends upon the people fucking doing their fucking duty, doesn't it? the same entity that China didn't have to comply with based on Biden's previous actions. Had they vote on China, Biden will continue to give China access to U.S. markets. Overall, Biden has allowed China's unfettered access to U.S. markets to continue, while the risk is still there. Risk is still there. Telling you, we're going to take you fucking over. They have talked about sending fucking Chi-Com here. And boy, we got another article coming right back up here right now. They're starting to put their police stations in for the, they're going to be the fucking the strong arm for the international government. State Department opens China House office. Well, you fucking dinks better get ready to fucking die. You come over to my country, China, tell me, well, you fucking try it. And we'll see what fucking life's worth here. This is from Newsmax. It was sent by Galen for discussion. I'm from thetrenchesworldreport.com. Secretary of State Blinken announced Friday that the State Department is launching a new office of China coordination in my goddamn country. I can't even get a goddamn person who can speak English on the fucking phone. And China, well, I guess why not? The FBI has offices all over the goddamn world. CIA the same. And so what, this is how they built that goddamn federal government. You had to, all these pieces in place. Oh, we just got to pull this all. Oh, we got a government. No, you fucking don't. You got yourself, you got your fucking some cannon fodder. You motherfuckers ain't taking this country. Give it up. Known as the agency as China House to manage competition with the country. And advance a vision of having an open and inclusive international system. We don't want an international system. When is this? I mean, admiralty aside, goddamn, we know that fucking we fucked up a whole long time ago and didn't fix it. It ain't been fixed through the generations, and that's how that's how they fucking ingrain shit like this. But all aside, the international system. When we were, before we started, well, I didn't start it, I didn't agree with it, I didn't want it. But before the communists got good and fucking infiltrated into this country, and the Masonic Dirty Church cabal was fucking swapping spit with them and playing with each other and playing with little kids and whatever nasty shit they do. Before all of that, this goddamn country was, it was fucking filthy rich, strongest country on the planet. Now, if you start with something that is fucking working, which it wasn't working right, because they were fucking all the goddamn poor people. They just had their little ruling class, but they wanted to be fucking, you know, stick their chests out like they were somebody. That's what you see. It's like with Blumenthal, stick your fucking chest out like you're a tough guy. They wanted to act like they were fucking tough guys. I forgot the fuck what I was saying. So much bullshit. New office in coordination with the agency in China House to manage a competition with the country and advance a vision of having an open, inclusive international system. That's what we're talking about. International system. International, that sounds like an international government. International fucking one world government. Remember when we went back in the day when Bush first said that? I mean, I watched it the first time he said it. A new world order. And then, oh God, everybody that fucking said, I mean, people said this is exactly what was meant by that, what they intended. Tons of people came out and said, oh, put on your tinfoil hat. You conspiracy theorists. Boy, they bore that goddamn term down. That was another Goebbels thing that succeeded. Conspiracy theorists. Well, everything's a theory until it's proven to be a fact. And when they, like when they come and fucking, and fuck with you, it's not a conspiracy theory, I guess you're just guilty. They just come and pick the guilty up. Cause there is no theory to it. They've already decided. Like we better get to goddamn deciding. You decide. You want your goddamn grandchildren to be raped by goddamn Chinamen? Do you? Because that's what you're asking for. That velvet glove, iron hand will come out of that velvet glove. And all you guys, man, now I'm making good money, man. Really? That's because you're smarter ones, huh? Yeah, because we're the smarter ones. But guess who communists get first if they do make conquest? They get the smarter ones. Because who's a threat to them? You the smarter ones have done taken care of the threat by being stupid, treasonous, dog shit eating pedophilic bastards. So they don't have to worry about the fucking the fighters. They will have been conquered. But as far as you'll be within the system, just like all you cops out there. You think, oh, I'm a sheriff. No, you're not. You're a fucking goddamn corporate fucking Blackwater private fucking security agent under contract with a union. That's what you are. But they think, well, I'm taken care of here. Yeah, you're going to be taken care of. As soon as it, man, you will be the fucking threat, because you'll be the only thing, because you were the ones that fucking betrayed your own people so that the takeover could happen. You betrayed your own people. You betrayed your own people for mammon. And for a little bit of comfort, a little bit of feathered bed. And now you're sitting there, and it's just like over there in fucking China. When old Mao Zedong, the intellectuals, the smarter people were in the fucking cities. And they just started complaining. They say, hey man, this isn't what we were sold communism was, man. This guy's over here is making a billion. Wait, man, this is capitalism. He's making $1 billion. He's buying, hey, wait a minute, whoa. And Mao Zedong, calmly and retardedly as he was, he took all these people who were fucking bringing up the fact that this was all bullshit. The fact that communism was fucking goddamn what? Runny cat shit. He'd be sent up to the north. Up to the north, that's where the peasants were. So the peasants were going to, these are the smartest people in the country, remember? And now the peasants are going to re-educate them on fucking communism. Communism means you go out there and you bust your fucking ass as a goddamn slave for a fucking capitalist. Because it's capitalists that are getting the fucking fruits of your fucking labor. Why? You go fucking hungry. You work your fucking ass off all fucking year so you can want your kids to go hungry. I guess the Chinese people are fucking starting to kind of go, this don't seem right. How can we have billionaires in a country that's a fucking red communism? How? Because they're fucking capitalists. They went out and they made that money, man. They're individuals, too. They're individual capitalists because they don't have to spread that money around to you. They can take it and invest it all over the fucking world. Yeah. Individual fucking goddamn capitalists. After all the years, man, like when my brother was in fucking Vietnam and stuff and all that fucking bullshit. The bullshit. It's capitalism versus communism, capitalism, and that's what I mean, just start talking it. And it's just like the goddamn COVID-19 doesn't exist. Just have it, how all your fucking Mason lodges, have them come out, this is the line you talk at work, get people talking like this, get people talking like this, and the next thing you fucking know, man, that's just them goddamn Vietnam, man, we have to have a Vietnam, we have to have a Korea. To kill the goddamn communists before they can get to this goddamn country. We gotta save this son of a bitch. When they already had a goddamn communist headquarters set up in fucking Chicago, Illinois, fucking operating in this country. Trotsky was here. He was gonna start a revolution here in fucking the Soviet, or, Russia. And, he did. It happened in Russia, so that's where he went. But these goddamn socialists, pig son of a bitches, because you see, the goddamn aristocrats, they run into socialism. They love socialism. Socialism puts them at the top of the social ladder. Everybody else is beneath them. They can piss and they can shit on them. And even playing field, oh my God. If we fucking took all this shit out, the corporation, the 14th Amendment, all this fucking, this fraud, pure and simple, blatant fucking fraud. And we said on an even playing field, I would just love to see the start of the fucking true competition with a currency that was, with no debt attached to it. I would like to see the competition begin. Because them motherfuckers, the ones that have been making all the money, they'd be walking around there looking for somebody who knows how to do the work. I can make phone calls real good. Yeah, there's a goddamn million, you motherfuckers. How are you at smelting down fucking iron? How are you at extracting gold? How are you at fucking extracting oil? How are you at extracting coal? I have never picked up a shovel in my life, but how come you made all the money? How come you got all the fucking wealth and all the benefit of all the fucking working people that did know what the fuck they were doing? It would be quite a sight to fucking behold, I believe. Anyways, guys, that's enough of this babble. Tomorrow we're going to have more meaningless shit to talk about. In the meantime, you know, go find some racism or something, man. We don't have a problem here with the fucking Bill of Rights. Bill of Rights is in good condition. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Don't work on fucking spreading it. Don't work on fucking enforcing it. Just go get mad at somebody you can't even fucking see. And just act like you can sit there and stomp and talk to your buddy and drink a fucking beer. And then you can think about what a patriot you are while you're shining your fucking gun you'll never shoot in your whole fucking sorry ass life. We'll be back in tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast of Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Till then, fucking, you know, be yourself, man. That is the Word from the Trenches.